spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The eternal light.
The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light. This program comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today by Morton Wishengrad is a Sabbath story entitled The Sabbath of Haim the Porter. Featured as the porter is Juano Hernandez, with Alexander Scourby as the narrator.
Many years ago, in the town of Modlin, which is not far from Warsaw, there lived a simple street porter named Haim. Each day in the market square, Haim the porter would stand and wait for trade. For a single penny, he would carry the baggage of a visiting merchant. For two pennies, he would load his broad shoulders with boxes until his back was bent in two. And Haim would smile a little smile under his burden and greet the passers-by.
Good day to you, Isaac the bookbinder.
A very good day to you, Haim the porter.
A very fine sermon yesterday, Rabbi.
Thank you very much, Haim the porter. I'm glad you liked it.
And Haim would stoop a bit lower under his load until it seemed that a box would be walking along on 2 feet of its own.
I didn't realize these boxes were so heavy, Haim. Here are 3 pennies.
Thank you, Nathan the cobbler. But give me only 2 pennies. 3 pennies are too much.
As you wish.
Thank you, Nathan.
Don't mention it, Haim.
Haim would wrap the 2 pennies in a bit of paper. Then he would run to the courtyard of the house where he lived. He would stand for a while and look up.
Anna. Anna.
Haim?
Hello, Hannah.
Hello, Haim.
That's a new kerchief you're wearing.
No, it's the same one.
They would just look at one another. Haim the porter and Hannah his wife. Haim of the broad shoulders, Hannah of the white kerchief. And he would say,
Hello, Hannah.
And she would say,
Hello, Haim.
And the neighbors would look on and smile.
Chaim the porter and Hannah, they're making love again.
Hannah, guess what?
What, Chaim?
Here in this paper, 2 pennies.
Oh, that's just fine.
Here, I'm throwing it up. Catch.
Oh, got it.
Hannah, you're a wonder. You never miss.
Chaim.
Yes?
Hello.
Hello, Hannah.
Haim of the broad shoulders, Hannah of the white kerchief. It was as though God had said in the beginning, Here I create 2 human beings, but I shall give them a single soul. Let them be even as one. And this is how it was. There was a third who was part of their soul also. Brina, the daughter of Haim and Hannah.
Shalom,
Chaim and Hannah and Brina. They sang this each Sabbath evening when Chaim returned from the synagogue. It is written in the old legends that when a man comes from the synagogue on the Sabbath eve, he is accompanied by two angels, and one is...
the angel of peace.
While the other is...
the angel of discord.
And when the angel of peace sees that the candles have been kindled and the house is clean and the white Sabbath cloth sparkles on the table, the good angel says,
Shabbat shalom. May heaven grant that so shall it always be in this house.
And the angel of discord, so the legend says, even against his will, the evil angel must say,
Amen. Shabbat shalom.
What does the father of the house do on the Sabbath eve? He does what is written down and prescribed. His children stand by his side, and together they turn to the mother of the house. And he opens the book, even as Chaim opens the book. And he says,
Hannah.
Yes, Chaim.
A woman of valor who can find, for her worth is far above rubies, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. And he hath no lack of gain. She doeth him good and not evil all the days of her life. She giveth food to her household. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and her children rise up and call her blessed. Grace is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised.
Thank you, Chaim.
Do not thank me, Hannah. It is what every man feels toward his wife.
You say the words as if they had been written only for me. That isn't right.
Isn't it? Hannah, you are my wife and my house and my portion of the world to come.
Chaim, I do not think it is proper for a man to embrace his wife before the singing of the Sabbath Kiddush.
Perhaps not. I shall have to ask the rabbi.
Don't.
No?
I mean, don't ask him. He might say... oh. Hello, Chaim.
Hello, Hannah.
Each Sabbath eve in the house of Chaim the porter. Each week was crowned with the savor of the Sabbath, and therefore each week was eventful. The Sabbath brought rest and the special excitement of rest. Could such a day be marred? No, never. Yet once it was nearly marred. Early once on a Friday morning, Chaim the porter succumbed to temptation. The temptation was very great.
A whole ruble?
A whole ruble, Chaim the porter.
For me?
For you. Just carry this case of books to the town of Chelm. It's only 6 miles.
A whole ruble? Hannah can make a roast. We can have 2 loaves of bread. I can even buy her a new kerchief.
Then you agree?
No.
Chaim, a ruble is a great fortune.
I will not be able to return in time for the Sabbath.
Only 6 miles? Say, 3.5 hours to get there, 2 hours to return. There'll be plenty of time.
No.
A ruble can buy a roast?
No.
2 loaves of bread for the table, not just one. 2 loaves are prescribed by Sabbath custom.
No.
Then Hannah will not have a new kerchief.
You say I can be back in time?
Plenty of time. It's only 6 miles.
And 6 miles back.
To Chelm, it's mostly downhill. Why, for a man like you, that's child's play.
Thank you, Isaac the bookbinder. I will carry the books to Chelm and be home in time for the Sabbath.
The road to Helm, as Isaac the bookbinder had said, was mostly downhill. Still, there were nearly 100 books for Chaim the porter's broad shoulders. And so it was past noon when Chaim reached the town of Helm. And upon the heart of Chaim the porter there lay a cold finger of dread. If the road to Helm was mostly downhill, the road from Helm was mostly uphill. Chaim the porter stood as one who has been stunned by a blow.
Stanislaus.
What is it, Pan Chaim?
It will be dark soon. I shall not be home before the Sabbath.
Sabbath is on Sunday.
My Sabbath begins tonight. Stanislaus, will you drive me back?
The horse, he is old.
Please, Stanislaus.
The horse, he has sore feet.
Stanislaus, when I die, I wish to enter paradise. Who will admit a Sabbath breaker into paradise?
I wish also to go to paradise, Pan Chaim.
I will make you welcome there, Stanislaus.
But perhaps my horse will be in paradise. Pan Stanislaus, he will say, you worked me hard. And I had sore feet, and I was old. What shall I say to the horse, huh?
I will explain to the horse.
1 ruble.
A whole ruble?
The horse, he's ready. Also the wagon.
Yes, Stanislaus. What is a ruble? Even for a man like me, when it is a question of breaking the Sabbath.
And paradise, Pan Chaim. Get in the wagon. The horse, he is old. Out of the wagon, Pan Chaim. We push the wagon up the hill, huh?
Yes, Stanislaus.
The hill goes down now. We hold the wagon back, Pan Chaim.
Why hold it back?
The horse. Sore feet. Once more, push up the hill. Help the horse, Pan Chaim.
Anything you say, only hurry. The sun is beginning to set.
Push, Pan Chaim, push. We've almost reached the village.
Yes, yes. Very good, Stanislaus. I'm pushing.
You see, Pan Chaim, you are home. There is still some sun in the sky.
Yes.
You enter paradise, huh?
Thank you, Stanislaus. I shall bathe and go to the synagogue and greet the Sabbath.
Fine. I feel good for that.
Stanislaus.
Yes?
I did not mind pushing the wagon up the hill.
No?
No. Nor holding the wagon back downhill.
No?
No. Nor paying you this ruble, although it is more money than I have ever received. But Stanislaus...
Yes, Pan Chaim?
I understand why you came. I understand why I came. But why did we have to take along the horse?
And so, Hannah wore the same kerchief. Chaim bathed and put on his Sabbath clothes and went to the synagogue. And on the Sabbath morning, he went again to the synagogue. When the rabbi removed the scroll from the holy ark, the voice of Chaim the porter rang out loud and clear. And this is what Chaim the porter sang. Out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Chaim sang, and the congregation of Modlin spoke to God. Thine, O Lord, they said, Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, O Lord, is the kingdom. A prayer for the Sabbath morning and a song of Chaim the porter. No one in the town of Modlin could sing the prayer Ki Metzion as well as Chaim the porter. To hear him, you would have thought he was a real cantor. After the morning prayers and the noonday meal, Chaim would sometimes go to the house of Nathan the cobbler, for Nathan had some learning, and Chaim had reverence for learning.
I am struggling with this passage from the Talmud. Listen, I am the porter. Can you understand this? The laws concerning the discovery of having unconsciously sinned through uncleanliness are two, subdivided into four.
That's what is written down?
Word for word.
I see why you have trouble following it. Nathan, you are so wise. You will surely be admitted to paradise.
Well, it is not altogether unlikely. After all, who is to be admitted to paradise?
The righteous man.
And what makes a man righteous?
Good deeds.
Exactly, Chaim. And how does a man learn to do good deeds? Through study. That is why it is written that one who is ignorant of God's law cannot be God-fearing.
Nathan, how can I be admitted to paradise?
Study Torah like me.
Oh, I am an ignorant man.
Well, then, read the book of Psalms. Every day, 5 or 6 hours every day.
I don't have time for that.
Then pray with devotion.
Nathan, I'm ashamed to say this, but some of the prayers, I do not understand them at all. Nathan the cobbler, some of the prayers are too much for me.
Chaim, how did you get yourself in such a fix?
I don't know.
Well, don't worry. We'll get you into paradise. Let me see. Of course, every day you, Chaim the porter, will carry 2 pails of water to the house of study. It is a good deed. The scholars will drink the water and bless you.
You sure?
Absolutely.
And that will admit me to the paradise?
Without a question.
I must go right home and tell Hannah.
Good Shabbos to you, Chaim.
Good Shabbos to you, Nathan the cobbler. And thank you. You don't know what this means to me.
Where was I? The laws concerning the discovery of having unconsciously sinned through...
Excuse me, Nathan.
Huh? Oh, did you forget something?
You said that I would be admitted to heaven.
Of course. You don't even have to bother the rabbi about it. They will give you a chair in paradise, and you will sit there and study Torah all day long.
How about Hannah?
When a man sits on a chair in paradise, his wife is his footstool.
Footstool?
Just what I said, footstool.
You're sure?
When a man sits on a chair in paradise, his wife is a footstool. I'm absolutely sure of it. Chaim, what's the matter?
Chaim the porter stood like Eliphaz the Temanite. A spirit passed before his face. Fear came upon him, and a trembling so that his bones began to shake. Gone was the sweet savor of the Sabbath, and all that was left was a bitter taste and a terrible loneliness. He went to his house and sat in his chair, and his eyes were dull and staring.
Hello, Chaim. Chaim.
Yes, Hannah?
What's wrong?
Nothing.
You always sing on the afternoon of the Sabbath.
Do I?
Yes.
today, I think I shall not sing.
Bryna will miss the song.
Hannah, perhaps you are not the wisest woman. I do not know about such things. But for me, Hannah, you are like the lamp before the holy ark. The lamp that does not go out, neither by day nor by night. You are like the Sabbath cloth on the table. Like a good day. Like a blessed day.
Something has upset you, Chaim. Something very bad.
No, Hannah, nothing.
Oh, something has. I know.
You are good enough for me. Now and after.
I don't know what you mean.
You are my portion of the world to come.
What are you trying to tell me, Chaim?
I have made up my mind. I have reached a decision. I do not wish to enter paradise.
You are ill.
No.
Let me sit with you, Chaim. Oh, your head is hot. It
does not matter.
Oh, it matters very much. You must be well. You must be able to go to the synagogue this evening. Who will sing the 18 benedictions if not my Chaim?
I do not wish to sing.
What is Chaim the porter if he does not sing? You will go to the synagogue and the music will come from you. Atah Echad V'Shimcha Echad. You are one and your name is one. You will sing that.
No.
How will you help it? You will have to sing. Listen.
Echad Echad V'Shimcha Echad.
No, Hannah. No more, Hannah. I must tell you. I won't have you be my footstool. I won't. I shall bend down to you and raise you and make you sit beside me. We shall sit on one chair, both of us, just as we are doing now. We are so happy like this. Do you hear, Hannah? You and I, we are going to sit on one chair together. The Almighty will have to allow it.
Oh, hush. Hush, you are my Chaim. You are my Chaim of the broad shoulders. What will people say if they see tears in my Chaim's eyes? Hush.
The Almighty will have to allow it.
Oh, yes, yes, Chaim. It will be allowed, whatever it is. You will go to the synagogue and you will sing. You are one and your name is one. And it will be allowed. Sing, Chaim. Chaim, please sing.
Atah Echad V'Shimcha
Echad. Sing louder, Chaim. Let the Almighty hear you. Sing louder still. Louder. Louder, Chaim. Yes, he will hear you. He will allow. Oh, I know. Whatever it is you want, the Almighty will allow it. For you are... Hello, Chaim.
Like a free copy of the script just heard, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York, 27, New York. Now, we present Rabbi Benjamin A. Lichter of the Bnei Israel Congregation of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Speaking from Pittsburgh, here is Rabbi Benjamin A. Lichter.
Many are the gifts that a gracious and beneficent God, the Father of all mankind, has bestowed upon his earthly children. Among the most precious is the priceless institution of the Sabbath day, the day of peace and rest. Although given as a commandment to glorify the Creator of the world, it was nevertheless meant primarily to bring blessing and happiness to man. All great religions affirm that the Sabbath was created for man and not man for the Sabbath. To the Jew, this holy day of God was regarded first as a day of rest, when he ceased from his labors of the week, when he could refresh and recreate his physical and mental powers. He needs must toil to feed his body, but man is not a mere machine. He must not become a slave to his work, no matter how important that work may be. But there is a higher and nobler purpose contained in the Sabbath commandment. Man is made in the image of God. He possesses an immortal soul, which must be periodically cleansed and purified and elevated. That exaltation of the spirit came to the Jew on the Shabbos, when, like Chaim the porter in our beautiful story just dramatized, he went to his synagogue, and there in the house of God he communed with his Maker in the company of his fellow Jews. The singing of the old traditional prayers, the interpretation of scriptures, brought to him a joy and an inner peace which the workaday world, with all its bitterness and struggles and hardships, denied him. This joy and peace were intensified in his home, where he found a devoted wife and loving children. He may be poor and live in very humble circumstances, but on the Sabbath day, poverty is forgotten, and every Jew, as the poet Heinrich Heine pictures him, is transformed into a beautiful prince, for Queen Sabbath has come to gladden his heart and the hearts of his dear ones. The lovely Shabbos Zemiris, or table hymns, the chanting of the grace after meals, thanking God for his material and spiritual blessings, serve to unite the members of the family into a mighty bond of affection and loyalty. Surely these time-honored religious practices were mainly responsible for the creation of that beautiful Jewish family life which has aroused the admiration of the world and which has given stability and permanence to Israel throughout the diaspora. We of this generation, both Jew and Christian alike, have in a great measure lost something of that earthly paradise which the day of rest offers. We must rediscover it and bring it back into our lives. For life, with its manifold tasks, continually drains our physical and nervous energies. We must be revitalized and re-energized every week. The hours of worship spent in church and synagogue, the renewed associations with loved ones and friends on the holy Sabbath day, will give us the faith, the spiritual strength and courage so necessary these days, with which to meet the burdens and the struggles of our daily lives.
Thank you, Rabbi Lichter. The script today was written by Morton Wishengrad and based in part on a story by Isaac Loeb Peretz. The music was composed by Morris Memorski and conducted by Milton Cahen.